This is writing a poem. It's, I think, a poem about stage fright, or in a writer, that moment when you become dumb and can't speak or can't find any words at all, which is a most terrifying experience when you spend your most of your life attempting to make order out of chaos with those extra words running around in your head. Writing a poem. The jazz musicians take a break from broken time and Lydian groove. I should have refused when someone asked me to read some poems. Despite the jazzy oxygen, I'm wrung dry. The podium is oppressively narrow. I flip through a clutch of manuscript papers I've never seen before. Like crazy people come to the door demanding you say their names, whining you promise to love them. It's my sick addiction to freshness. If only I remembered the words. The audience is sleepy, their lids at half-mast. What the hell? I settle on something to read, a short list of historical dates typed in stingy letters, and under this, tyrants and lovers, which might have segued to helmets or poisonous flowers, but nothing follows, and so I continue turning pages. An old friend's jealous lover dumped a 5-pound bag of flour over his typer. He picked up a pen and didn't stop writing except to throw her out. I might have cited TV snow or pear blossoms. A poem decides for itself. The tidy stalls of punctuation, a well-placed period, Coleridge wrote, like a spike to the heart. You have to know what you're imitating. Test the springboard, one word selected over the others. Miss Switzerland, no, wait, I've changed my mind. Miss Venezuela makes more of a splash. We're talking the universe here. Gestures intended, but not results. The audience stays in their seats, lazy more than expectant. They've given up on me. The poetry guard should take me out and shoot me. I go on perversely flipping pages, and 10 people are killed in a market in Baghdad, all of them innocent of everything.